But first, without any more ado, I would like to say hello to Julio Ojeda Zapata. Welcome to the show, Julio. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. How are you?
And he is the tech columnist for St. Paul Pioneer Press. Let's get right into it. Do you think, first of all, tell us about this new BlackBerry. I'm very curious.
Well, there are two phones that were announced this week. One is looks very much like the iPhone. It's the Z10, and the other one is the Q10, which looks very much like older BlackBerries with a very distinctive keyboard. And both of them run a brand new operating system called BlackBerry 10, which is radically different from what BlackBerry users of old are used to. So it's a whole new ball game.
Yeah, absolutely. And what do you think are the chances of this thing? I mean, it doesn't even come out for several weeks, right?
Well, the BlackBerry is a company. It used to be called Research in Motion. Now they're just calling themselves BlackBerry. Is a company that is in a lot of trouble. They used to dominate the smartphone market. Now they're barely holding on. Apple and Android phones are dominant, but they do still have a very substantial audience. People that have used BlackBerries in the past and are willing to use BlackBerries in the future. They're very different from Microsoft. Microsoft's trying to get into the smartphone market, I think they are likely to struggle a little bit more than BlackBerry. I give BlackBerry a good shot. Because, everybody knows what a BlackBerry is, and these phones are very, very nice.
Well, yeah, and so you're always at the cutting edge of these different gadgets. What do you personally use?
I primarily use an iPhone, but I'm always playing with Android phones, and I like Android phones because I'm a big user of Google services. So I'm kind of torn, actually. I like iPhone hardware, but I like the Google services, which I can use on both an iPhone and an Android phone. Now, this BlackBerry 10 operating system is very slick. The problem with it is I don't see anything that's really radically revolutionary. I don't think it's leapfrogging Apple or Android by any means, but they definitely are achieving parity. It's very handsome, very easy to use. It's very easy to do things with just one hand, with your thumb to throw windows around. It has very cool tricks, like when you're using the on-screen keyboard, it tries to guess what words you're typing, and if it's correct, you just flick the word onto the screen, so you can save yourself a ton of typing.
Yeah,
all kinds of it has a hub where it combines all your streams of information, your social media, your email, your text messaging, all sort of consolidated in one space. Very very nice. It's a very modern, very handsome operating system, and I haven't played with it myself specifically, but I'm really looking forward to doing that. I had completely given up on Android BlackBerry phones. I haven't reviewed one in ages, and I basically told everyone, forget about BlackBerry.
You were just done. It was dead.
It's dead. I'm not saying that anymore, at least for now, because this is they've really done a nice job.
Well, and the other thing too, there were real advocates of one phone or the other, right? I mean, when Droid really started to kind of take the lead, I mean, there were still a lot of people, and I'll have to admit, I'm one of them that was kicking and screaming to give up on my BlackBerry because you just couldn't beat it for email, and I got to be quite a little fast thumb typer, and touchscreen is just more challenging for me. So I kicking and screaming switched to a Droid last year, and I can't say I'm the biggest fan. I mean, yes, there are certain things about the internet component that are pretty nice. I'm wondering what CCO listeners think. I mean, what do you say? I mean, would you go back to BlackBerry if you've left it? Would you give up your iPhone for it, or are you really happy with iPhone, or are you still on BlackBerry? I want to know who out there has stuck with BlackBerry. So other techies like you around the country, like from the LA Times and other tech reviewers, Julio, are saying good reviews for this thing right out of the gate.
Yeah, so, a lot of people are giving you good reviews, but their opinions are mixed about whether this is going to make any difference, because BlackBerry is just kind of holding on by its fingernails.
Right, so it
and
is...
A lot of a lot of people are saying, you know, this is very nice, but it's not really going to make any difference. The company's doomed and so forth. I think they have a shot again, because there are people like you that have used BlackBerries in the past, have fond memories of them. When you pick up the Q10, this is the new phone with the keyboard on it, you're going to be instantly comfortable. The keyboard is going to feel exactly like your old keyboard did. You're going to just go to the races with this thing. And I think there are going to be enough of those people that that the makers is definitely going to have a shot.
I'm speaking with Julio Ojeda Zapata. He's the tech columnist at St. Paul Pioneer Press. We're talking about whether BlackBerry can save itself from total destruction with this new, what is it called, the Q10? That's one version, the Q10?
The Z10 is the phone that looks very, very much like the iPhone 5, and then the Q10 is a phone that has the old style physical keyboard with a smaller touch screen. Looks very much like the BlackBerry Bold.
Okay.
So they're trying to serve two audiences. They're trying to sort of nudge people over to touch displays, but they're well aware that a lot of BlackBerry loyalists, they swear by their physical keyboard, so they're giving them that feature as well.
One of the other things that I liked about BlackBerry is when I just started typing, like, let's say your name, it would just pull up your phone number. I just would start typing like your couple first letters, and it pulls up all the JU. You know what I mean? And I can't do that on the Droid, unless I can, and I don't know it. I've never figured out how to do that.
And
right?
The old BlackBerries have all kinds of little tricks like that, and the new BlackBerry operating system continues in that tradition. It has all kinds of little refinements. Like there's heat mapping. Heat mapping means it can detect the heat of your fingerprint, of your fingertip. So as your finger is about to touch the screen, it sort of figures out by the heat of your fingertip where you're going to touch and sort of adjusts accordingly. So the accuracy of your typing, as I understand it, is going to increase. It does things like seem fairly obvious when you're typing. It'll add a space at the end of every word.
Yeah.
The iPhone doesn't do that. It's a really obvious thing, but little details like that are very important for BlackBerry users, and I think they're going to be happy.
Well, I'm kind of excited. I feel bad that I haven't really embraced this whole the Droid version, and I haven't even thought about the iPhone, because I feel like that's just way above my level of knowledge on this stuff.
I'll tell you quite honestly, I think hell will probably freeze over before I I use a BlackBerry. It's just, I don't think it's going to happen.
Well, yeah.
There are just very few apps. You know, these phones are coming out, but there are going to be very few apps for them.
I see what you're saying. So yeah. I'm taking your questions for Julio and his tech knowledge. Give us a text at 81807 or call us at 651-989-9226. We'll take a real quick break and be back.
News Radio 830, WCCO, and WCCO.com.
BlackBerry is trying to hit you with its best shot. I'm Rashini Rajkumar in for Jordana tonight, speaking with the tech columnist at St. Paul Pioneer Press, Julio Ojeda Zapata. And Julio, we have a question for you. Mike is calling from St. Paul. Hey, Mike.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call, Julio.
Yeah, no problem.
I've got a BlackBerry I'm on right now. My wife and I both have BlackBerries, and our two sons have the new iPhones.
Okay.
And we're longtime BlackBerry fans, my wife and I are, and our sons had them too. But my point is, I read a lot of reviews today in the Wall Street Journal, the Times, and one issue that I have not come across is the security issue. I remember years ago, BlackBerry were banned in many countries around the world, and because they were too secure, too heavily encrypted. And I'm wondering about that. And the second question I have for you is, I like the BlackBerry from a workhorse standpoint. I also have an iPad that I recently purchased, or my wife gave to me. And from talking to many of my friends, the iPads are great. They're kind of a high-speed surfing device, but they're not really a workhorse like my laptop. And I really prefer my laptop and my BlackBerry to any of the fancy fashion statement iPhones or iPads Mm-hmm. So I'm just curious about your opinion on this.
Well, the whole security issue comes to the fore if your employer has a BlackBerry Enterprise server. I mean, is this a device that's going to sort of hook up to your work infrastructure, or is it for personal stuff?
Say that again.
Hello?
Yeah, we're just, Mike, are you still there? Was this for personal stuff you're asking?
Yeah, it's all personal. Yep.
Yeah,
I really rely on it to be secure, and I don't know, maybe that's not an issue with the Apple or the iPhone or the other devices.
It really isn't an issue with the Apple, but if you wanted to get the BlackBerry, you're going to get a very iPhone-like experience. The new operating system has a lot of very distinctive touches, but it'll basically give you parity in terms of features with what your kids are using on the iPhone. So from a personal use, consumer use standpoint, I think it's a fine choice, and you're the perfect person to get into a device like this because you're familiar with the BlackBerry, you like BlackBerry. And so this graduating to the BlackBerry 10 operating system, you know, makes a lot of sense. It sounds like you're not terribly impressed with Apple hardware. That's perfectly fine. Yeah. And you know, stick with BlackBerry. There's absolutely not, don't feel any pressure from friends or whatever to,
or from switch. Julio, who will never go back. Mike,
I was interested to see too that in the paper, the Times, they said today there still are over 70 million people using BlackBerry. That's
yay!
A big market, so.
So do you feel, so Mike, you feel less foolish now, right? Because I was...
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Well, good for you. All right.
And I plan on getting the new one, too, as soon as it comes out, the new BlackBerry.
Fantastic.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, thanks, Mike, for calling in. We have another Mike, this one from Minneapolis, Julio, who has a text question for you. He says, I have Internet Explorer, and it will close web pages or quit working altogether. What can cause this?
Oh God! It could be anything. I'd have to take a look at your machine, but make sure you're using the latest version of Internet Explorer. If you haven't, if your computer has been, you know, using the software that it has for a very long time, it might be a good idea to back up all your files and just reinstall and start fresh. If you've had the computer, you know, for 4, 5, 6 years, you might want to consider getting a new computer. Windows 8. The new Windows 8 is very nice. What exactly is causing the problem, I wouldn't be able to tell, you know, based on limited information.
Yeah, and he texted his question, so maybe he can do a follow-up. But I have a real quick question about Apple. So, you know, Apple took a hit with their end-of-the-year stock pricing, and they're not the darling that they once were. I mean, you know, there are so many loyal Apple fans. What are your predictions for Apple this year?
Well, the reaction to the Apple numbers is a little puzzling because they, in terms of iOS devices, they sold a metric boatload of the things. They're doing very, very well. A lot of people are just expecting miracles every year, every quarter, and I think that's a little unreasonable. Apple is going through a big evolution right now. Mac sales are starting to go down, but iOS, you know, iPad and iPhone sales are going through the roof. That's the future. A lot of people are using their iPads for productivity. That's the computer of the future, and
right.
Apple is doing very well in that department. So I wouldn't.
Yeah, I mean, it's not just going away. I mean, that's the thing. It's not the end of the world for them. Well, thanks so much, Julio Ojeda Zapata, the tech columnist of St. Paul Pioneer Press. Always interesting to chat with you, and I feel a little more comfortable with technology every time we speak, Julio.
Oh,
so
sure, no problem.
Thanks so much.
Yeah.
Tomorrow night, the Timberwolves.